This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Because of a misogynistic culture that gleefully consumed my naked pictures, capitalized on my sexuality, and enabled my abusive ex to continue that abuse, this time with the entire country watching. I am leaving because of the thousands of vile, threatening emails, calls, and texts that made me fear for my life and the lives of the people that I care about.
Wow, that was Congresswoman Katie Hill, but even bigger than Hill really was what happened earlier in the day with the impeachment debate. We'll get to her in a second. That's just more of the tawdry stuff coming out of Washington. The biggest story that is happening in D.C. has to be the impeachment hearings and the fact that the House is now full speed ahead. There was reaction today from several people in Congress. We'll get to that coming up here on the show. But the House backs the president's impeachment investigation. Kate Delaney, that's where we start. The resolution passed on near party line vote, and it pretty much clears the way. That's it, folks, for the televised hearings that people are going to be glued to. And it authorizes the House Intelligence Committee to release the transcripts of the closed-door depositions that we just kept hearing a smattering of this, a smattering of that. Throw it against the wall. If you go right, if you go left, you know where to tune in, and you get force-fed whatever it is that you're looking for. Instead, I love the fact that now it's just out there in the open and people can decide for themselves what they think. So it's interesting. Certainly, did anybody step out of line? In other words, did any Republicans say that they were going to vote for this? And of course, that was the thing that was part of the TikTok heading into it. So when it came to impeachment, you know, it's like this one congressman, Republican congressman, Francis Rooney, who said he thought that we should get everything, if everything should be out there. And, you know, why shouldn't we be able to hear it all? And of course, he was getting hammered by lots of people because he didn't denounce the impeachment inquiry as a witch hunt. And so people were outraged by that and saying that, the congressman was disloyal to the president for not sticking with it and saying that, you know, talking about transparency. But I agree. I think the transparency factor is big because, to me, I get it, Republicans stepping out of line, not staying as part of the whole party block vote. And, you know, every Republican House member, by the way, Rooney included, voted against opening an impeachment inquiry. So they did stand behind the president. Democrats voted pretty much almost unanimously in favor. We know the numbers and we know that's going to happen. But I think he's right and shouldn't be attacked for that, because I say let it be out there. Let it be wide open. Let it be televised and let people see for themselves instead of getting fed a bunch of nonsense, a second, third hand, whatever, and speculation from the talking heads, especially on the Sunday Swirl, as you only hear parts of the story because you have the closed door transcripts, etc. Let's see it all. Just let it all out there so everybody can see what in the hell is going on. If we're going to say impeachment and shout it from the rafters again and again and again, let's dissect, what does that mean? What is it that happened in that phone call? What do we know that is for sure true, and what is speculation and nonsense? Because some of it has gone to the extreme, you know, that's for sure. So that absolutely is the biggest story that is being talked about in my backyard, in your backyard, no matter where you live. Whether you're listening to me in New Orleans, you're listening to me in Portland, you're listening to me in the great state of Arizona and in Tucson, or you're in California as you're concerned about these fires, this is it. This isn't our breadbasket, talking about impeachment and the impeachment of a president. And then what does that mean as we march into 2020? I mean, you know, we know what this, what impeachment does. We know essentially what the process is, and we know that, you know, obviously the president is not thrilled with this. He tweeted out, as he does, because that's where his messages go, that the impeachment hoax is hurting our stock market. The do-nothing Democrats don't care. That's what he tweeted out. And then you just had the social bubble of right, left, and everything in between. But this key impeachment committee, the details, you know, boom, the floor vote, vote, and what does that mean from there, and where does it go from there, and what are the clues of what we're going to see, and what is the evidence? You know, let's see the evidence. Whatever the evidence is, let's see it instead of speculate about it and hear what other people are saying. By the way, the White House officially did call the House resolution establishing impeachment procedures unconstitutional. So there was more than just the Prez tweeting out. Moments after the House passed that resolution I mentioned, establishing those procedures for the next phase of the impeachment inquiry into the president, the White House condemned the vote. Stephanie Grisham said that the resolution fails to provide any due process whatsoever for the administration, to the administration, and said it's unconstitutional, period. And according to this fact sheet that was pumped out, I got it, by the House Rules Committee, the procedures, including the opportunity for the president or his counsel to present their case, attend hearings, request additional testimony, cross-examine witnesses, raise an objection to testimony given, boom. There is one little caveat or tweak to this. If the president unlawfully refuses to cooperate with congressional requests, then the extent of the administration's, this is the officialese that they released, participation is at the committee chairman's discretion. So we'll probably see some new procedures during this process. Because what is due process? It'll be stretched in a couple of different directions. There's nothing in the Constitution or any law or any rules of the House that prescribe a procedure for the impeachment proceedings. We don't have that. The Constitution shows only the basis for impeachment, and that the House shall have the sole power of impeachment, while the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. That's the way the Constitution reads. So something comes out of this rules-wise that may be twisted in a couple of different directions. In a section authorizing the Judiciary Committee to conduct proceedings, the resolution notes there should include procedures to allow for the participation of the president and his counsel. And I said that fact sheet is what they threw out and where we got the meat of that, I suppose, afterwards. Now, you did hear at the very beginning Katie Hill. Like I said, that was the tawdry stuff that was what I call really the distraction on the Hill, because it was all about impeachment. And, of course, you heard what she said about pictures that were being released. And she resigned following those allegations that she had an inappropriate sexual relationship with staffers. And what that was, it was a woman staffer. She's in the throes of a divorce. Her ex, soon-to-be ex-husband, pumped those pictures out. And apparently, it was a relationship that the three of them had with that woman. Wow. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play the music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
We take no joy in having to move down this road and proceed with the impeachment inquiry, but neither do we shrink from it.
It's a sham. It shouldn't have happened. It's a tainted process that Adam Schiff's been conducting, that Nadler might one day conduct. The House deserves better. The people of this country deserve better. We should be tackling real problems.
All right, so that was Congressman Adam Schiff first, and then Congressman Steve Scalise, Democrat and Republican, two different points of view. The House approving the impeachment rules, the Democrats, because the Republicans certainly didn't vote for that. Now it's a question of what is that going to look like, and televised hearings, and what are those televised hearings? What's going to come out of the televised hearings? It's going to get really interesting, let's put it that way, as we march toward Turkey Day, because we are swinging the calendar into November, and of course the holidays, with Halloween in some people's minds signifying the start of the holidays. There is no trick or treat in this. It is just fact. This is now what's happened, and moving forward with this proceedings. And so it's interesting because we are, what, a year before Election Day, and what are we going to see when we get to that point a year from now, and what is all of this going to look like? It's going to be, I think, fascinating to see what it's going to look like. Okay, so besides impeachment and the discussion around it and the rules and the infighting and everything else that we could pull apart like Rock'em Sock'em robots of what's going on the Hill and how it affects us. How it affects us is money, resources, distractions, everything else is being poured into this. but it is something that we have in our Constitution, although lightly defined. It's not specifically ruled out, underlined, ruled, underlined, etc., as to the specifics. So that's part of what this whole process, ultimately is. Somebody said to me, it was during this whole trick-or-treating thing. I had a lot of trick-or-treaters. I don't know about the rest of you. Thank goodness I snapped up a bunch of candy. Afraid to buy too much because that seems to always happen. I had like 30 trick-or-treaters. But anyway, in between all of that, I got a phone call, and somebody that I was talking to that represents somebody on the Hill said, okay, here's the bottom line. What do you think? Do we see the president get removed from office? And I don't think so. I don't. I mean, look what happened in, although different scenario, different circumstance, Bill Clinton. People forget about the impeachment of Clinton. Does Trump go down is what somebody said to me. And this was a Republican strategist, basically, I'll call him. And my take was, no, I don't see that happening. What are we going to hear that is hardcore, that takes the legs out of the presidency? That's the key. What is the evidence? Is the evidence enough? The evidence was enough to move forward the Democrats, but then you got to think of the votes and where all that heads, and I don't see it. One thing I can say for sure, the people in California don't have to look for a slant to know that flat out these are the facts. This is not fake news. There are hurricane force wind gusts that have absolutely ignited, fanned at least 10 wildfires, and it's nasty. I mean, there's people without power, almost 120,000 without power because of this pounding outages and wind and fire risk and all that kind of stuff. And there's about 17 million people now that live in these areas designated as critical or severe wildfire risks. And the numbers should fall because we're going to get rain in California. That is the best news ever. Oh, hug a weatherman today in California when they tell you, or a woman, when they tell you that you're going to get rain. So the wind will subside at least somewhat, and then you'll get lots of rain. There's a lot of rain in the forecast anyway. The temperatures will cool off. That's great, that intense heat. But how much rain is the key? What about humidity? You know, again, it all goes to those weather conditions because the brush fires erupt so easily. And this is the big problem with Cali, and we know it. In fact, I was supposed to have a phone call with somebody today in California, and it was actually, I couldn't believe they sent me this text. Sent me a text, and then Sothero sent me an email. They were near the Reagan Library and saying, it's insane how the planes, everything that's around and what they're doing to try to stave off anything happening to the Reagan Library. I'm not surprised by that, but just that don't worry about meetings when you're in the middle of a fire zone. And that's what it's like for the people in California. And they're waiting to see how much is contained. What about evacuation orders? So crews reported at one of the big fires, the Easy Fire, which consumed about almost 3 square miles, and that was one that went up on Wednesday, that they've got that about 60% contained. That's the good news there. But that fire came very close to that Reagan Presidential Library for sure. They say it was saved by a shift in the winds and the work of all the people that were the work of the people that were there, all the firefighters, but also goats that are brought in every year to create a fire break by chewing through the vegetation around the complex. So did you hear what I said? And I wondered about that. So they bring in goats, and other people are doing this, and this is working because then they don't have anything to ignite. They know on that hill how dangerous it is. And we've talked about that because they don't clear the brush in Cali. And that's a huge, huge problem. In Riverside, where I know some people were listening to me, and I got some emails from some folks about that, mandatory evacuations were lifted for areas near a Riverside County fire that went up to about 300 acres and is about 50%, a little bit more than 50% contained. But part of the conversation is we're seeing power outages. We're talking about PG&E and what needs to be done. And we're talking about why can't we just bury power lines? Because you have power lines that are sparking wildfires and then prompting some of these blackouts. And that's a question that a lot of people are asking PG&E. And you know what the answer is? Money. They're saying this is what others know to be true, that it's very, very expensive. And so because of that, that's not what they're doing. It costs about $3 million per mile. So did you hear it? I said $3 million per mile to convert underground electric distribution lines from overhead, while the cost to build a mile of new overhead line is less than a third of that. So at about $800,000 a mile. That's the deal about underground power lines. California has 25,000 miles of higher voltage transmission lines, 239,000 plus miles of distribution lines. Is this crazy? These numbers, two-thirds of which are overhead. And less than 100 miles per year are transitioned underground. So it would take more than 1,000 years, if you add that up, and my math is correct, to dump all the lines underground. So it's not happening. If you live in an area where the lines are underground, consider yourself lucky. Well, especially California, you're not going to have that. And this is one of the big problems. It's the cost and it's customers. And even if they distributed PG&E, I guess is saying if you even distributed the expense equally, the amount of a bill would be like $15,000 an account. Wow. Yeah, nobody's paying that. So we get it. Figure out something else to do. Figure out a different way to do this if you can't do it. Now, in neighborhoods that want underground power lines, they can do it if residents pay for it themselves. And there might be some contributions from the utilities. And you look at these developers and cities that are going to pitch in for some areas, but you still have the problem. So Palm Desert, and I've spent lots of time in that area in the Coachella Valley. The people there, they're demanding to bury the lines. They don't want them. So the city council approved $600 million underground utility plan in October of last year. But that's only the beginning of what that process looks like. And then do you have problems underground that can occur? Guess what you have? Lightning, animals, all that kind of stuff. What is the solution? There's going to be lots of hearings, and there always is, about what to do next. All right, we know what we're doing next. We're going to the Man Cave to celebrate the World Series and talk about the NFL. Hang with us.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter calls it an impeachment scam as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232 to 196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor tells lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer.
We know from President Trump and President Zelensky that neither have said that there was any pressure. President Zelensky said there was nothing from his side that caused him concern. We also know for a fact the Ukrainian government did not even know these discussions were going on until late August at the earliest when this call took place on July 25th.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
The kick in, here it comes.
Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Yeah, they're the world champions, and still today, I think so many people are stunned or elated by what they've seen. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. This is the part of the show where we have a little fun in the man cave. If we were hanging around and talking about what was happening in the sports world, we would say it was pretty darn exciting to see a team win all those games on the road. They lost three in a row at home, D.C. did. And the same thing, the Nationals, same thing with the Astros. They lost their home games, and that was what that series was about. I don't think we ever see that again in Major League Baseball. I mean, that was history of a different sort. And how exciting for a team that was the oldest team in baseball. They were definitely the underdogs. They had to play the comeback kings in every single series, and now they've got a couple of questions to answer, like their third baseman, Anthony Rendon, is a free agent. So he homers to ignite the spark in the Nationals' seventh inning comeback in Game 7 of the World Series, and he's on the open market. How about that? That's how baseball goes, right? And then you had Steven Strasburg, a 31-year-old righty with the Nationals, just finished the third season of his contract, which is a $175 million deal. He's 18 and 6 and coming off his best season, so it's interesting. And just like Rendon, he led the majors with 126 RBIs, hit 319, had 34 homers. So you get some interesting movement, I think, in what we call the hot stove league. And we would be talking about, where do you think he ends up? What do you think happens? But for now, I say, let him enjoy the parade, right? Have the parade, have the celebration, because something great's going to happen. I mean, you don't become the World Series hero and don't end up getting paid for it someplace else. But the Nationals staying in the fight, fighting to the end. What a classic. They call it the Fall Classic, and this World Series was definitely the Fall Classic, although I would argue that some of the games then became blowouts. Not Game 7, though. Game 7 was exciting. You were on the edge of your seat. There's no question about that. And Game 7 goes down as one of the best Game 7s, I think, not just because of the upset, but for the effort of so many different people on that Nationals team. The Nationals, 10-0 in the postseason in games started by Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg. They're two aces on the mound. My, oh, my. Had to be tough, though, to be an Astro because it was right there in the palm of their hands. And they had the lead, and then they watched the lead go away. That's why I always say this to people, it seems, in so many sporting events. If it starts to look like, oh, this game's out of hand, people just want to leave right away. It's like, no, don't leave. If you paid whatever you paid for those tickets, stay, because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm not saying if it's a ridiculously out of hand NFL game and you want to get to the parking lot a few minutes early, well, you just know there's no way. But would you have left in Arizona? The Cardinals lost to the 49ers, who are now, by the way, a perfect 8-0. But how tight was this game? 49ers won 28-25. The Cardinals offense couldn't, you know, they were trying to do what they could, and they couldn't get back onto the field after they came to within 3 points with 5 minutes left, and then that's what ended up happening. So Arizona goes to 3-5-1, but boy, there was a nice show by the Cardinals. They didn't win, though, you know. And the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, 28 of 37, 317 passing yards, 4 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? This is a guy who was the backup to Tom Brady. Also a perfect run for the Patriots right now. And then the rest of the week unfolds. A quick reminder, by the way, we do this thing called Nail the Score. It's totally fun, right? You call up. You don't have to like the teams. It's not even about that. I pick what I think is the game of the week. You tell me what you think the final score is going to be and who's going to win the game. And that's it. Bada bing. You don't have to give me a bunch of statistics or reasons or any of that. You don't even have to like football. It's like the whole gaming fun aspect of the thing. You might win some great prizes. And this week was the Patriots and the Ravens, which is the Sunday night game. Yeah. So can you believe we're into week 9 already in the NFL, which also means it's the very, very beginning of the NBA season and the very beginning of hockey, too, for any of you NHL fans out there. And I can tell you one thing, where we used to automatically punch the ticket of the Warriors, it's already a much different season. And then this happens, Golden State Warriors guard Steph Curry, a broken hand. He fell hard in Wednesday's loss to the Phoenix Suns. So he does have a fracture in a bone in the hand below the index finger. So Steve Kerr, the Warriors coach, can't be happy with that. I mean, they're insanely trying to find their footing, and they're not used to that. So he underwent a CAT scan. They're going to have a specialist look at it, and then they're going to have to decide what they're going to do from there. And the Warriors are already playing without Klay Thompson. He's got an ACL injury in his left knee. He's recovering from that. Kevin Looney is dealing with a condition that is going to keep him out for 3 more games. So this is a nightmare scenario for a team that's having problems defensively. and it is definitely has not found its footing. You know, I read a headline that said, "Is this Warriors season already over after the Steph injury?" And the answer could be, maybe. Something Warrior fans are definitely not used to when you think of how dominant the team has been over the years, especially the last 5-6 years. And can they win without Curry? I mean, it gets worse when that happens. And, you know, Kevin Durant, who is no longer part of that team, and said, even he was on some show, and he said that the altercation he had with Draymond Green last year might have been one of the reasons that led him to leave the Warriors for the Nets, that it just, you know, that kind of stuff didn't make him happy. I'm sure he didn't want to see his old teammate break his hand, but wow. It's early in the season. It is, and it's a long season, that's for sure. But with injuries and too many losses, you get so far behind. And that's what happens, unfortunately. So far behind. If you're a hockey fan, I love watching the scrappers out there on the ice because I grew up with hockey. You know, when you have a brother that plays whatever sport it is, a lot of times you follow it. And in this case, I followed hockey closely because, you know, my brother Patrick played for the Little Flyers, the Philadelphia Flyers, Little Flyers they called them. And it seemed like I was always the one that had to go and get the skate sharpened, you know, get the equipment, help pick up his sticks here and there. And watching him play, and then we'd go to some of the games, I got to see certainly my fair share of hockey. And I think hockey is becoming the sport of the millennials. Because when I go, younger people, younger women and guys are really, really into it. They're wearing jerseys. They seem to know the players. So hockey's doing a pretty good job of trying to draw in youth, because there's so much that buys for young people's attention, you know, and they seem to be doing it pretty well with getting them involved in the game and offering a lot of different contests and things that are interesting and rituals. You know, there's something about that, creating that sense of community. That's what it is. And I think they do a good job of doing that whole community thing. Hey, coming up, we're going to go to the movies, right? So we do our cheap movie reviews. And what's interesting about the cheap movie reviews, I was thinking about this, how many sports movies hit it big? And there have certainly been a handful of them over the years, right? But I think it's always dicey whether the movie is going to draw people in or not. And this time around, it's not about sports movies, not at all. In fact, it's about mafia, it's about history, and it's about sequel, and reuniting some well-known characters who are blowing up a lot of things. That's just a little bit of a hint. So three very, very different movies that we're going to look at that all three, I think, can find an audience. Because what they're competing with is the fact that streaming now, and with Apple TV starting to offer all kinds of things, and with Amazon's Jack Ryan is back, and there's a bunch of other series, Harvey Keitel on Netflix, The Irishman, and they're really advertising a lot of these streaming services. That's pulling attention away from the tradition of getting in the car, driving to the movie theater, watching the movie on the big screen. And of course, you got to put something that just pulls them in. And we know what pulls them in. DC, Marvel, blow them up kind of stuff, right? And these three movies, I think, do find an audience, though. Stay with us. We'll punch your ticket next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'll tell you what, I'll pick you up. I'm not going to honk. Just look out your window and you'll see me. See me, I'm waving. I can't remember the last time I picked someone up for a movie. If I go to the movies and meet friends, I usually meet them there. Regardless, there's a big racket happening at movie theaters. Have you noticed this? Because they shrink the size of most movie theaters and they're the reclining seats, like you're... It's like you're at your house and you're in a recliner. And that's great, except for that if it's a first-run movie especially, you have to get your tickets early because if you don't, you can't just show up and get seats. They're all taken. And unless you're craning your neck in the front of the theater, so you have to pay the extra tax on tickets. I can't remember the last time I just walked up to a window and got tickets, because it's always that whole risk thing. Well, if you're going to risk it, it would be worth it perhaps for one of these three movies: Terminator, Dark Fate, Motherless Brooklyn, and Harriet. So let's jump into the first one. Yes, Sarah Connors and Arnold are reunited. So Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the Terminator Dark Fate. Take a listen.
Talk. Talk fast.
I'm first.
My name is Sarah Connor. August 29th, 1997. It was supposed to be Judgment Day. But I changed the future. Saved 3 billion lives. Enough of a resume for you.
No. You may have changed the future, but you didn't change our fate. I know you're scared, but I'm here to protect you.
Never seen one like you before. Almost human.
I am human. Just enhanced. Why do you care what happens to her?
Because I was her.
I can see you're very upset. I'm going to help you protect the girl.
Nobody else is gonna die because of me! You don't make it. Everybody dies.
Expect a big pain, brother. The whole body's a weapon. Sorry.
When this is all over, I am going to kill you.
I understand.
I'll be back.
Ah! Did you get that? I'll be back. I thought that was clever. Anyway, Sarah Connor and this hybrid cyborg human, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, you just heard a little bit of it there, are reunited. Linda Hamilton and then Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it. Mackenzie Davis is in it. A lot of people that you would recognize, and I think it finds an audience. You got Rotten Tomatoes of just over 70%. The budget was almost $200 million to make it, because think about all of the scenes that they filmed in that one. So we move from a Terminator to our next flick, and it's called Motherless Brooklyn. Check it out.
Okay, listen. I got something wrong with me. That's the first thing to know.
I got threads in my head. I got threads in my head, man.
I twitch and shout a lot. Makes me look like a damn freak show.
Can't you ever cut that out?
I'm sorry.
Touch it, Bailey.
I'm sorry. But inside my head's an even bigger mess. I can't stop twisting things around. Words and sounds especially. Have to keep playing with them until they come out right. Sorry.
Jeez, forget I asked.
Like I said, a damn mess. Then I started working for Frank. Frank Minna, Private Eye.
Boys.
Frank, frankly, frankly, Franco.
He's the one who taught me how to use my head, turn it into a strength. He gave me a place in this crappy world until I screwed up.
Frank! She's in trouble now.
Ooh. Does anybody know what Frank was into on this?
There's something going down, and it's big, and they were not happy about what he found.
We find who did this, and we square accounts.
If I figure it out, I'm going to make him regret it. I promise you that.
That's her. That's the girl that Frank was following. I think she found something. What?
What happens to poor people in this city wasn't news yesterday, and it won't be tomorrow.
Where's everybody go?
Mostly just disappear.
This town is run by Moses Randolph.
When someone isn't seen for what they truly are, that's a very dangerous thing.
Do you have the first inkling how power works? Power is knowing that you can do whatever you want and not one person can stop you. Those people are invisible. They don't exist.
If you threaten his work, he will destroy you.
You're all alone?
He's got no idea.
Webbed up in this somehow, and these people aren't gonna stop.
You got a head just like mine, always turning things around. Some people call it a gift, but it's a brain affliction just the same.
You remember what I said?
She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
What don't I know?
All right, so interesting because you hear Edward Norton in this, and he's just part of it. He was the director as well, but Bruce Willis is in it, Leslie Mann, William Defoe. There's a lot of who's who. And Motherless Brooklyn, the whole idea is about a private detective who has Tourette's syndrome. You heard him talk about it a little bit there, and he's trying to solve the murder of his mentor and only friend. It's gotten some decent reviews, and it's a movie I think if it doesn't find it on the big screen, definitely finds it in streaming, but it's getting a lot of play. They put a lot of ad money behind it, and I think it finds a little bit of an audience in the next couple of weeks. I don't think it opens giant at the box office compared to the other offerings that are out there, but that's not shocking because it's a smaller movie to begin with, and so obviously that was intended of where they placed the movie. All right, quickly, let's get to this. This is a piece of history. It's called Harriet.
There's not much time. You got to be miles away from here till dawn.
Where is she?
Follow that north star. If there are no stars, just follow the river. Listen for them. Fear is your enemy.
Whoa. Easy now.
I'm afraid of death.
I don't know if you know how extraordinary this is, but you have made it 100 miles to freedom all by yourself. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Harriet Tubman. You are welcome here anytime. If I'm free, my family should be too. I made up my mind, I'm going back. You're confident, composed, when trouble comes. You'll be ready.
Papers. Says here you're 5.5 feet tall. You ain't more than 5 feet.
Must have won my
high boots that day. Harriet, her escape from slavery to the dangerous missions. I love the theme of this, and I hope it does find an audience. It's a great slice of history. Go and see it. Thanks so much for joining us on this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.